The U.S. military doesn't know how many foreigners have high-level access to its computer systems. It's trying to find out as part of an effort to improve security. One proposal could lead to some foreign computer experts losing their jobs. Already, the Pentagon has told contractors to keep non-citizens away from certain projects, even if the workers are legal residents. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Foreigners can't get clearance to work on classified computer systems. For unclassified work, both foreigners and U.S. citizens go through relatively low-level background checks. Pete Nelson directs the Pentagon's Office of Personnel Security. He says the Department of Defense now wants to make sure everyone who works on sensitive but not classified systems goes through the same rigorous checks needed for secret and top-secret clearance.
The proposal is basically an attempt to determine and get a handle on the people who are have access to our unclassified but sensitive networks around the world. This is both DoD employees, military, civilian, as well as contractors, as well as U.S. citizens and foreign nationals.
Foreign nationals would face one specific hurdle. The proposed policy would bar non-citizens from running sensitive systems, holding positions that are authorized to change data or the system's configuration. There's one exception, if the head of the agency operating the system gives written permission. Nelson says it's a prudent measure.
Clearly, because you're a U.S. citizen doesn't mean you're automatically going to be free of some taint in your background that may render you ineligible. But clearly foreign nationals, I mean, and I'm not distinguishing between any countries, just by definition, those people do not owe their loyalty and allegiance to the United States.
I do owe a lot of loyalty to the United States.
Ukrainian-born Vladislav Davidkovich is an electrical engineer. He moved to the U.S. almost 7 years ago and has worked on projects for the Pentagon and the Department of Energy.
I came to this country with the absolutely clear goal of immigrating because I think this is the much better place to live and to work and raise family than where I'm from. Plus, I have my parents here and I have many friends here and I have some relatives in this country. And to me, it's a home.
Davidkovich points out that two American-born men have been found fighting U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. It's not clear if Davidkovich's future would be affected by the Pentagon's proposed change. The rules are still being worked out. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has realized that no one knows even a rough number of foreigners working on military computer systems worldwide. But the information technology industry says foreign experts are crucial in general because there aren't enough Americans to fill high-tech jobs. And Pentagon contracting is where the money is now. Harris Miller heads an IT trade group. He says restricting foreigners is going to cost money.
The people who are being brought in from other projects may not have the background and information. They may need to be replaced by more than one person who has the background and the experience to really handle the project. It just seems to be a bit of a sledgehammer here when perhaps a more refined process would actually deal with the problem. And that's even a more fundamental question, which is what is exactly the problem that the Pentagon is trying to address?
Defense Department officials say they're trying to standardize their practices for managing sensitive information, which doesn't have clear guidelines like classified systems do. Security Director Pete Nelson says, for example, someone working with military healthcare data could change the records of soldiers' blood types. Former Deputy Defense Secretary John Hamry says that happened at a military hospital in the 90s. He said it was chaos, but the solution isn't expensive vetting of foreigners or of U.S. citizens.
The solution is design proper controls around your computer systems so that people cannot hack in and change it, and to design sufficient internal controls so that if somebody inside who is a malicious insider chooses to do something, that you can catch it, you can flag it. You don't treat everything as though it's classified. If you do, just know that there is an enormous inefficiency price that we're going to have to pay as a Department of Defense.
Hamry says classified-level background checks for unclassified jobs could improve the appearance of security, but that's all. The DoD agrees that technology controls and better training are all part of the effort to improve security. But while the Pentagon's ideas are slowly being implemented, changes are happening on the ground. One contractor working for the Defense Logistics Agency was recently told to stop bringing foreign nationals on the job. Background clearances would apparently take longer than the project's expected completion. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.